Oh, I know from my Once again, old Satan is picking at us with that discord and disharmony and crackle right there at the end of the song, trying to take over, but failing once again. As the six voices of Zion triumph over the dust, dirt, and grit embedded somehow at the end of that record. Choose a seat and sit down. Satan doesn't want you to do that. Here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. So y'all should do that right now. Choose a seat. Sit down. Virtual seat. A real easy chair. And listen for the next 50 minutes or so. My name is Kevin Nutt. Hopefully, comrade in arms with the six voices of Zion. And right before that, we heard the sensational Friendly Four, Selma, Alabama. I've Been Born Again, another proper song, apropos, for this evening. That's on the This Little Light of Mine LP on the Champ record label. The Six Voices of Zion, a courtesy of the Pitch record label out of South Carolina. Man, the amount of gospel music recorded in and around Greenville, South Carolina in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s just boggles the mind, keeps turning up. But speaking of the sensational Friendly Four, we have right here Mr. Buell Higginbotham of Henniger, Alabama. Hammer toes and all that will recite the back of the This Little Light of Mine Sensational Friendly Four LP, the Champ record label, the Sunrise or Sunset cover, generic cover. But on the back, information about the Friendly Four of Selma, Alabama. Champ Records. Oh, I should say thank you. Oh, you're welcome, sure. Champ Records proudly presents the second album of the sensational, famous Friendly Four of Selma. Although this is the Friendly Four's second album, and you see a group of young men by... And you see a young group of... Young men, by no means does this mean this is a young, inexperienced group. For this is more than 20 years of experience. For there is more than 20 years of experience and professionalism packed together. Since the release of the Friendly Four's first national album on the Champ Gospel label, the division of HSE Records, there have been many encouragements and a million of discouragements. But today, the group gets together and tells the world on this album that nothing can stop us for we are not going to let nobody turn us around. This album features such great leaders as Russell Short Man Hardy, William Tick Dillard, Robert Bob Fuller. Hear these dynamic young men with their unique gospel style, along with the very capable background of George Bolden, Henry Fales, Henry Craig, and Wayne Dillard, as they touch thousands of people in such songs as This Little Light of Mine, Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around, Lord Help Me to Live So Somebody Would Live Like Me, Do You Know the Man, and many others. We can't help but mention the touch of drums that is added by Jim Jr. Hardy. This album is dedicated to all DJs across the country, especially those who have helped us to be successful. A special thanks goes to Mr. Hoyt Sullivan for his words of encouragement and guidance that has helped us to reach the top. So many of you ought to be thanked, and we do thank you. A special thanks has to go to Brother Willie Banks, who helped us carry us through the dark valley to the marvelous light of success. Thank you, Reverend Theo Bailey, producer. Buell Higginbotham, a mainstay now, here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. Reading the back of the sensational Friendly Four LP, This Little Light of Mine, available on the Champ record label at outrageous prices. Once again, my name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for tuning in to Sinner's Crossroads, and we'll get right to the next set here. Thanks for hanging in there with us, the Dixie Wonders. There are many things that are wonderful about Dixie you might not have known, especially the Dixie Wonders here on the Songbird record label. I Signed is the tune they'll be singing here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Lord, I signed. Thank you.
fighting for the law, trying to make a hundred. Oh Lord, 99 and a half. Just won't do. I've got John's testimony here. You see, John Baptist was a forerunner of Christ. They cut off his head for preaching and baptizing, and they took his life. But when old death came riding on Edmund's plate, John looked at him and smiled, because he had his hundred. His head was put on exhibit and a platter in Rome. But by that time, God had took the soul from his servant body and carried John home in a world. Won't do. You got to run all the way. It won't do. Children, 70, Dorothy, you won't make it. 80, God won't take it. 90, that's close. 99 and a half is almost. But you got to get your 100. Because 99 and a half, 99 and a half, got to run all the way, Lord. Cause it just won't, it won't do. 99 and a half won't do.
Looking back over my life, I can think of the many things that the Lord has done for me. Ever since Jesus freed my soul, I've been going around telling the whole wide world these words. Lord, I'll go. Oh, yes, I will.
Done our best. Right now, oh, we need you.
We do have a informal, casual policy here at Sinner's Crossroads Chapel of the Air, but please do not start moving about the sanctuary until the meet and greet music begins. From Sister Thelma Pugh and the choir members. We started that set with the Dixie Wonders, I Signed, and we ended it with probably the same group doing business as the Dixie Wonders of Helena, Arkansas. Stand By Me on the JCR record label. About 1973, I'm thinking. We heard from Sister Carrie Daniel and a wonderful version of Amazing Grace on the Designer record label. It's off an EP she did for Designer. It's impossible to find. Glad to be able to play that. We heard from the Chimes of Canaan and Lord I'll Go. That's courtesy of the King record label out of Cincinnati. A skinny and a fatty. We heard from Dorothy Love Coates and a later version recorded for the Savoy record label of 99 and One Half Won't Do. Of course, with Miss Coates, the regular royalty rate of 5% would have been fine with her. And we started to sit there with the Dixie Wonders I Signed. You're tuned to Sinner's Crossroads here on Listener Supported Freeform WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Questions or comments, you can lob them our way. Catapult, slingshot, boomerang. Sinner, WFMU.org. We'll go right to our next set here. We've got the Jordan Jubilees and a great version of Just a Closer Walk with the queued up for you. Stay tuned. Don't stand up, because you might fall down on this one. The Jordan Jubilees here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Down at the Red Sea, Lord.
you'll keep me, Jesus.
Power on.
Keep me, Lord.
Power on.
I want you to keep me, Jesus.
He turned and looked over his shoulder with a little sneaky grin on his face. He said, "Do you drink?" I said, "No, no." With that, he turned all the way around, came all the way back over, and sat down beside me. He said, "Arthur, I want you to tell me something." He said, "You say you don't smoke. You say you don't drink. You say you are a married man. So I know you don't have no business running around tonight. What I want to know from you today, what in the world?" I told him these words. I told him, I said, "I'm living for Jesus." You know what I would have said? I would have said these words: "I try to live for Jesus each day. In everything
I'm not. us today. We want to feel the change. But when the water begins to fall down, I heard somebody cry. Oh, yeah. It's the Lord, have mercy. What am I gonna do now? I tell you. Lead all on. Get right.
Get right.
Get right with God.
Get right.
You don't want it to be sad.
You got to get right.
Too late.
Get right.
God may come in the
you
morning.
Got to get right.
He may come in the middle of the night.
Get right.
Don't let him catch
you. You got to get right.
With your work.
Folks, you got to get right with God. Get right as you see fit. Yep. Deacon Williams and the Soul Converters right there on the JAS record label. John. Get right with God here on Sinner's Crossroads. Perhaps you were looking for another door in the department store of life, and you happened to open the one that said Sinner's Crossroads, intrigued, and you are here. And while the wife is shopping, I'll tell you, we started the set with the Jordan Jubilees on the Memorial record label out of Louisiana, and a great version of Just a Closer Walk with Thee, probably around 1978, maybe? Yeah. We heard an old chestnut here on Sinner's Crossroads, going way back there, Grandma's House, the instrumental version of the 8-minute vocal version that Tommy Ellison and the 5 Second Stars recorded for the Air record label out of Atlanta in 1982. And one of my all-time favorite songs, just a wonderful song, instrumental, rare gospel instrumental, Going to Grandma's House. We heard the Songbirds of the South from over there around Lexington, Alabama, and Trying My Best, recorded for the Woodrich record label on their self-titled Songbirds of the South LP, once again dipping into the apocryphal Book of Eponymous and getting the title to that LP. Songbirds of the South. We heard from the Sensational Southern Echoes. They all, Southern Echoes, Echoes, Echoes. Hey, Southern. Hey, what y'all doing? The Sensational Southern Echoes. It's a miracle on their own record label. So many gospel groups just putting the money together, having a bake sale, taking up a special offering to make a 45 or an LP back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and putting records out and having no distribution, and wonders of wonders, they leaking out with their fine, wonderful message years later to be played on a radio station like Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, which we've just about wound up for you this evening here on WFMU, the mighty, mighty, mighty WFMU. Woo! Yes. Broadcasting from amidships of the great mothership of WFMU. Sinners Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. My name is Kevin Nutt. We got one more for you here on our never-identified outgoing song. It's a mystery. As Hardy White would say, there has to be mysteries. Let the mysteries be sometimes. Stay tuned to WFMU. Please open the door for Joe Besser. And we'll see you next week.
Lost in sin, but my Jesus, oh, he took me on in. Oh, he saved my soul, and then he made me whole. And I'm so glad I could tell the world, saying, a man. And your mother will be mourning. You may run to your brother, and your brother will be shouting. You may run to your father will be praying. You may run to your sister, and your sister will be shouting, saying, oh, your question, Lord have mercy. You know I feel all right right now. Where you gonna run?
Where you gonna run to?
Somebody tell me.
Where you gonna run to?
Where you gonna run to?
Where you gonna run to?
Where you gonna run?
when Jesus comes.
Where you gonna run to?
Where you gonna run to?
Where you gonna run to?
Somebody tell me.
You've been listening to the entirety of music, excuse me, of Sinner's Crossroads with Kevin Nutt, plus a little something extra on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County, and 91.9 FM and worldwide on the internet, WFMU.org. Up next is a similarly complete episode of Music the Spaz by with Mr. Dave the Spaz. So please stay tuned to WFMU.
Good. Now, radio good.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 1:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Yeah. Well, the evening's over. I will have made it complete. Total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
Baby, come on, get it while you can.